Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Hi, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
I thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome once again to Nostalgia Radio Time. This is show number 552, and it's old-time radio time for the entire time on Nostalgia Radio Time. We're going to begin with an NBC broadcast, live remote from the Orrin Tucker Orchestra, going back to April 12, 1948.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Orrin Tucker and his orchestra, featuring the voice of Scotty Marsh. Coming to you from the beautiful Marine Dining Room of the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. Good evening, everyone, from the Marine Dining Room of the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. The National Broadcasting Company brings you the music of Orrin Tucker and his orchestra, with vocal honors being shared by Scotty Marsh, our maestro Orrin Tucker, and the bodyguards. First up, Orrin Tucker lays claim to the fact that he's young and healthy.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But it ain't my nature, you'll understand when I say I'm young and healthy, you're super fine. I'll go younger every year if you'll only say you're mine. I'd keep away, but it ain't my nature, you'll understand when I say I'm young and healthy, you're super fine. I'll grow younger every day if you'll only say.
Music of Orrin Tucker, the voice of Scotty Marsh, and the serenade of the bells.
In the sleepy town of San Juanito, there's a story that a padre tells of a gay senor and senorita and the serenade of the bells. Seems they asked the padre for permission to be married early in the spring. But their folks had made just one condition, that the mission bells had to ring. Everyone knew the bells were broken and hadn't sounded for a long, long time. Then one night the village was astounded, for the bells began to chime. Still the bells are broken, goes the story, but if in your heart a true love dwells, they will ring for you in all their glory. That's the serenade of the bells.
Here's one you should all remember, and Orrin Tucker to sing it for you. Love me or leave me.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today and to give it back tomorrow. My love is your love. There's no love for nobody else. Tend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give it back tomorrow. For my love is your love. Your love is my love. There's no
time now to dust off Orrin Tucker's old music box. And let's all just sit back, relax, and let the rest of the world go by. bit provoked is Scotty Marsh. She sings, I told you I loved you, now get out.
I told you I loved you, now get out. I told you I loved you, now get out. Everything's rosy and everything's Jake, but just how much can a good wife take? I told you I loved you, now get out. There may be times when I miss you, there's no doubt. Baby, now you're something I can do without. Leave your number and go on home. I'm through with you, so leave me alone. I told you I loved you, now get out. Baby, please leave me be. You want a puppet and there's no strings on me. Get help, you can leave on the 518. Now don't go away saying I've been mean. Cause like any woman I can change my ways, and a round trip ticket's good for 60 days. I told you I loved you, now get out. On me, get help. You can leave on the 518. Now don't go away saying I've been mean. Cause like any woman, I can change my ways, and a round trip ticket's good for 60 days. I told you I loved you, now get out.
It's the music of Orrin Tucker, ladies and gentlemen, coming your way from the Marine Dining Room of the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. And now the bodyguards reply after Scotty's song, I Told You I Love You, Now Get Out. Oh, let's be sweethearts again.
Forgive me and I'll forgive you. Let's be sweethearts again. If we remember how we started, then we'll forget the way we parted. You'll forget this and I'll forget that. Kiss me, darling, and then
you'll forgive me and I'll forgive you.
And we'll be sweethearts again. If only you'll forgive me, and I'll forgive you, and let's be sweethearts again and again.
If we remember how we started,
then we'll forget the way we parted. You'll forget this, and I'll forget that. Kiss me, darling, and then
you'll forgive me,
and I'll forgive you. We'll be sweethearts again.
Again.
Here's one that should bring back fond memories. Orrin Tucker sings Side by Side, remember?
We ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road sharing our load side by side. Through all kinds of weather, whatever sky should fall, just as long as we're together, doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song side by side. Coming tomorrow, maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road sharing our load side by side. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along singing a song side by side.
The better ballads of the current season, and lovely Scotty Marsh to sing it. Golden Earrings.
There's a story the gypsies say is true, that if your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few. But if you wear these golden earrings, love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow with every coal. You hear desire whisper low inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light. And let this pair of golden earrings cast their spell tonight.
It's How Many Times, and Orrin Tucker to sing it as only he can.
How many times have you said I love you? How many times have you said I'll be true? How many wonderful sweeties have you told that to? How many times has a certain feeling troubled you so you nearly hit the ceiling? How many hands have you held all along? How many lips have you pressed to your own? Hate to think that's kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if it hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times. How many hands have you held all along? How many lips have you pressed to your own? I'd be to think that you kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if you hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times. Good night, my love. The tired old moon descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly holding you close to me. It will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream. The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem. So for the present, dear, we'll have to part. Good night, my love. Sleep tight, my love. Remember that you're mine, sweetheart.
I guess that kind of does it. The hands of the clock have been sniffing off the minutes until we just don't have any left. So we'll have to say this has been the music of Orrin Tucker and his orchestra, a roll in your direction from the beautiful Marine Dining Room of the Edgewater Beach Hotel here in the windy city of Chicago. Vocal honors going to lovely Scotty Marsh, our maestro Orrin Tucker, and the bodyguards. This is Greg Donovan speaking, wishing you all a pleasant good night, and reminding you to remember, this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That was a live remote broadcast from Chicago, the Orrin Tucker Orchestra, from April 12th, 1948. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured on the program, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. While you're online, I'd love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, maybe have one repaired or serviced, get in touch with our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club. Check out their terrific website at warci.org or find them on their Facebook group as well. Up next, we have a Songs by Sinatra broadcast. This goes back to March 20th, 1946, with Frank's guest Vaughn Monroe. And this broadcast has special significance for me because my grand aunt, my grandfather's sister, was in the audience for this particular broadcast. She was in the Waves in 1946, stationed in San Francisco, and had tickets to see the show. Unfortunately, I didn't know about this during her lifetime. It was only after she passed away we found a scrapbook in which she had her ticket stub and a Navy magazine with Frank and Van Johnson on the cover taken during the broadcast. So, would have loved to have asked her about that experience, but nonetheless, if I listen close enough, I maybe can hear my grand-aunt Lucy on Songs by Sinatra.
Has anybody in San Francisco got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, before an audience of Waves, servicemen and civilians in the city of San Francisco, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra. Hey, boss, who's your guest tonight?
A fellow named Johnson, Marvin.
I once knew a fellow named Johnson, boss.
Astounding.
John Johnson from Minneapolis. Started out as vice president of a big milling company and fought his way up to seaman first class.
Marvin, our Johnson is not from Minneapolis. He's Van Johnson, the great All-American.
Van Johnson, the All-American fullback?
Van Johnson, the All-American heartthrob. But greetings to San Francisco, to you servicemen and women in our studio audience. And let's be on with our little holagog, Axel. Play that Venetian waltz so popular down at the Pirate's Den, will you?
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Hero in Pierrette? Or Juniper, Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's been an exciting day here in the city by the Golden Gate. Early this morning at San Francisco Airport, a giant four-motor plane taxis to a stop, and out steps Van Johnson. The giant four-motor plane wheels around to make room for a Piper Cub. And out steps Frank Sinatra. I said, out steps Frank Sinatra.
I knew this would happen if Van Johnson landed first.
Typical of San Francisco's famed hospitality, her city fathers turn out en masse to greet Van and Frank. As the two boys walk through the airport gate, Mayor Roger Lapham steps forward and says,
as the mayor of San Francisco, it is my pleasure and privilege to bestow upon you, Frank Sinatra, the key to the city.
Gee, isn't this wonderful? Hey, looky here now. This is the key to the city of Alameda.
When the old gold gang stop in front of the Golden Gate Theater, where Frankie's working, the fans spot Frankie and clamor for a song. They clamor and beg and beg and clamor.
And finally, the Pied Pipers gave in.
If you want to do right by your appetite, if you're fussy about your food,
take the choo-choo today. Head New England way. Put ya in a bout mood with shoe fly pie. An apple pan dotty makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Pie. Apple pan dotty. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie. Pan dotty. Get the sun up. What cloudy. Shoe fly pie. An apple pan dotty. I never get enough of that stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven, make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan dotty, your eyes light up. Tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy gets you feeling high, almost bouty. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy for crying out loud. Mama, what a bake. Mama, can't eat cake. Mama, for heaven's sake, go to the oven. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Boy, howdy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy.
While the entire world grapples with history-making problems, the Pied Pipers sing about Chew Fly Pie, Apple Pan Dowdy. What a title. Sounds like Chicory Chick spelled sideways. Well, neighbors, I know you all want to meet Van Johnson,
Wait a minute, boss.
It's Marvin Miller.
You're expecting maybe Senator Cleghorn?
I'm expecting maybe Van Johnson.
Johnson, I once knew a fellow named Johnson, Bill Johnson.
Never mind that. Where is Van Johnson?
Van who?
Johnson. Johnson.
I once knew a fellow named Johnson.
Oy.
He walked 5 miles to school over icy roads, graduated with honor, worked his way through college, struggled against every conceivable handicap and obstacle. And today, after 40 years of unswerving effort, he's a bum.
I like that line. He's a bum. I did. Miller? You are driving me stark, raving, M-A-A-D-E, mad.
Watch it, boss, watch it. Remember, boss.
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a jet to blow his topper. Why be irritated like an OG?
Gee, that's cute. I sang it last week, you know. They took away my library card after the program. Thank you, Pied Pipers. And now, as I was saying, I know you all want to meet Van Johnson,
Boss, a telegram just came for you.
You may never meet Van Johnson. Excuse me, folks. I'd better open this telegram.
Hand it back, boss. I'll get it started for you. There you are, boss. Now, maybe I'd better...
Never mind. I can unfold it myself.
What's it say in the telegram, boss?
Say, this starts out pretty nice. Frank Sinatra, welcome to San Francisco. Please don't ever leave San Francisco for a single minute. Whenever you visit the Bay Area, be sure to stay in San Francisco. Signed, the Federated We Love Van Johnson Fan Clubs of Oakland. It's a trick.
Hey, boss, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to sue?
No, sue. What do you mean, sue?
Well, if you are, I know a good lady lawyer, Sue Johnson.
No, Marvin, I'm not going to sue. I'm going to do something far worse than that. I'll fix my will. I'm going to sing Embraceable You.
embrace me. My sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my silk and laceable you. I'm in love with you, I am, and verily so. But you're much too shy, unnecessarily so. I love her the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, too. My sweet embraceable you. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want these arms about you. So don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa Doo. My sweet embraceable.
And now, neighbors, the guy you've been waiting to meet. He's one of the finest men ever to step before a movie camera or a radio microphone, and we do mean Van Johnson. Come on, Van. Van Johnson, 6'2" and 185 pounds. You know what? You don't look so big to me, hey?
You know what? You don't look so big to me either, hey.
I sure walked into that one. Listen, lad, cop a squeeze of this here muscle and you won't say things like that. Here, feel of this muscle.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I can't find it.
Well, use your radar or something. There, now you got it. Go ahead and tap it.
Okay, I'll tap it. Hard as iron.
What was that?
Don't look now, but your muscle just fell out of your sleeve.
Well, anyway, Van, I may not be 6'2", but nobody's got wider shoulders than I have.
Oh, yeah, I've been noticing those shoulders, Frank, and I'm a little suspicious. I think I'll take a look inside your collar. Well, for the love of...
What's the matter?
No wonder you've got wide shoulders. Frank Sinatra's coat, Clark Gable's coat hanger.
Well, after all, Van, that's Hollywood for you. Work Hollywood, dress Hollywood.
Say, Frank, speaking of Hollywood, how long does it take before a fella gets his footprints in the cement in the lobby of Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Well, let me see. I was here only 2 years when they made a print of my whole body.
So that's what that is.
What do you mean? So that's what that is.
That crack in the cement, that's you.
Now, see here. That's enough about me, Van. These waves want to hear all about you. For example, what's your nationality?
Well, Frank, I guess I'm a little bit of everything. In fact, I even have an Irish cousin.
An Irish cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to tell me his name is Johnson?
No, we call him Clancy with the laughing face.
Another question, Mr. Johnson. Are you married or single?
Single, Frank. I guess I'm just a lone wolf.
Anybody with this boy's following... Anybody with this boy's following should be out there on Hollywood and Vine running with a pack. But, Van, what all did you do before you got into the show business?
I was a real estate salesman, Frank, and a very bad one, too.
What was your trouble, Sandy?
Just not cut out to be a salesman, I guess.
I tell you, show these waves how you used to sell real estate, Van.
Well, I'd walk up to a house and knock on the door.
Yeah?
Hello.
Hello yourself. What do you want?
You don't want to buy no real estate, do you?
No!
See what I mean?
Van boy, I take it you like your present job at MGM much better. I mean, looking into Lana Turner's big blue eyes.
You said it. That's darn near as good a job as being an ensign.
I know what you mean. Van, just one more question about your career. Along about 1940, weren't you on Broadway?
Yes, I was, Frank. I was playing in a little thing called Too Many Girls.
Say, that reminds me. This morning, I tried to get into your hotel. Couldn't come within a mile of the joint.
What was wrong?
Too many girls. Ooh. Too many girls.
Frank, I think you're just kidding me. As a matter of fact, the girls don't bother me a bit.
Oh, no? What about that night you held open house? Being new in Hollywood, you put an ad in all the papers that said, come one, come all to Van Johnson's house for open house. The party was called for 7 p.m., and at 6:59, this is what happened. And that, my dear friends, was the end of Van Johnson's open house. As a matter of fact, that was also the end of Van Johnson's house. And setting the whole sad story to music, it goes something like this. A Van Johnson now lives in a small hostelry. The rent every day is just short of a G.
No bedroom, no bath, and a small bar of soap. The OPA man says that I am a dope.
Van Johnson makes pictures at Metro. He's a very big man, I must say.
I've met Garson and Gable and Garbo, and I've also seen Anchors Away.
Stop the music! Stop the music! Wait a minute, stop.
What's
just a second here.
Frankie, what's the matter?
Johnson, this is amazing. You've captured the hearts of feminine America. You're making top pictures at MGM. Now I find out that you're a great baritone.
Oh, Frank, please, I'm no singer. I only sing in the shower.
Sound man, please draw the bar. We're going to hear Van Johnson singing in the shower, that's what it is.
What a boy. Where are you hiding? If you don't come, go and tell your mammy.
Hey, sound man, turn off the water. Turn off the water!
What's wrong, Frank? Was it that lousy?
Are you kidding, Van? Why, do you know if I saw you out walking with Ingrid Bergman, I would tip my hat and say, Mr. Bing, you're looking mighty fresh and youthful today. What you been doing to save your hair? In fact... Van, boy, I'm thinking you might trot that baritone out alongside mine and we'll go to the post.
Well, let's go.
Well, give me a downbeat. You're quite the ladies' man. Just how'd you do it, Van? I know it all can't be publicity.
The boys at Metro call it...
Something new?
A personality. Say, Frank, you're awfully thin. Just how did you begin to set the style in the swoon industry?
I did it with my famished personality. I know it's not the place for me to make this crack, but I hear tell that Gable's back.
Frankie, here's a promo.
Why?
A como.
Ow! We're grateful to the flocks who wear those Bobby socks, because without them we both must agree. We never would have made it with a personality.
Hey, boss.
Yes, Marvin.
Oh, boss, I'm discouraged. After seeing how popular Van Johnson is, I realize I'm just a nobody.
Marvin, my boy, believe me, you announcers are the big men of radio.
You know, maybe you're right at that, boss. Because if I weren't here to put over the commercial, big-like, what in the world would you say?
Say, it's getting way down there. So much for our fine smoking companions, Latakia and Apple Honey. Neighbors, we've got a swell new tune to try out on you tonight. I think you're going to like it. Our undercover men tell us this ditty has not yet been sung on the air, which gives us the honor of doing it first. But then, I've always been first. The day I was born, the doctor said, "This is the first time I ever saw a stork play a trick like this." You see, I heard there's an egg shortage in San Francisco, so I had that one sent down from Petaluma. From This Day Forward is the name of the tune. That's the title of the picture, the new RKO picture starring Joan Fontaine. From This Day Forward. Axel, if you please.
From this day forward, I promise you with all my heart that we shall never be apart. From this day on, from this day forward, I'm yours to call your very own. I live my life for you alone. From this day on and on, I'll welcome each new tomorrow, knowing that our tomorrow is here. On and on and even beyond forever. Heaven is mine whenever. From this day forward, I give you me with all my love. From this day forward, from this day. I give you me with all my love from this day forward. From this day on.
Axel, thanks for that 14-carat arrangement. And before kicking it around for a few final seconds with our guest, Van Johnson, let me remind every listener in America how dangerously close we all are to that moment when it's time to put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make
a new star. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
To Pappy Johnson, Hefty Boy Van, many thanks for coming to the great city of San Francisco with us. Some town, eh, Van?
Oh, San Francisco's got everything, Frank. Prettier than a rack full of picture postcards.
And what about this air? Pretty classy grade of ozone, wouldn't you say, Van?
The San Francisco air is like champagne, without the hangover.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, the San Francisco. Makes you want to get up early and stay up late. And, Van, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It sure is, Frank. It gives people more time to give to the Red Cross.
Brother Van, you just uttered a big mouthful. And neighbors, speaking of the Red Cross, let's give a pocketful. Good night. Oh, we have a little more, haven't we, here? One thing more, Van. How about wising us up on your next picture? What's the name of that again? The Weekend at the Greyhound Bus Station or something?
No, not quite, Frank. I just finished a few reels entitled No Leave, No Love.
What's it all about, Van?
Well, it's a Navy picture, Frank.
No leave, no love, huh?
Yeah, in a way, it's like a 2-year stretch in the waves.
No leave. Oh, I get it. A 2-year stretch in the waves. Oh, God. And say, there's one more MGM picture I'm never going to miss, The Green Years. Thanks again, Van. You're my favorite Johnson.
Thanks to you, Frank, and all the gang in San Francisco. Good night.
Good night, boy.
It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and Bing has a number one hit, million seller for him from 1944 with the Andrews Sisters. It's Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me.
Lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Go, Joe, go.
And that's it for this week. So long for now.